Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We are kicking off the second hour. The program here allows you to take control of the airwaves. That's what you can do if you want. You can dial in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
In the last hour, we had started to talk about what happened in a town in Canada. It must be near Toronto. It's being reported on in Toronto media.
More of a prologue to what happened.
Yeah, well, it was the first chapter, which was to say that a man named Adam Skelly, the owner of Adamson Barbecue in Etobicoke,
Etobicoke or something. They like to put that, you know, E at the end of things. Like
Etobicoke.
Cocaine beer, right? It's not cocaine, it's cocaine, K-O-K-A-N-E-E, even though it looks like cocaine.
So they did shut his business down earlier this week after some snitch or multiple snitches snitched on them for allowing people inside.
Well, and that's the other thing about all this stuff, right? This whole the COVID crackdown and all of these health agencies.
Mm-hmm.
It's that they're not only have they turned they've turned the world into Karens. Right? Not only have they turned businesses into the police, but they've turned regular citizens into snitches.
Well, but this has also been a long time coming, Captain. I mean, there have for years been snitch programs that have encouraged neighbors to snitch on neighbors for code violations in some cities. In other places, like New York City, I can recall, you know, Mark and I would go there yearly for the Talkers Convention. So we're driving in, we see all the billboards. There was a billboard that was like, you could make $1,000 just turning your neighbor if they've got a gun.
Wow.
You know, that kind of thing. As long as we get our conviction, you'll get a check.
I mean, I know that folks, when the quarantines first occurred, if you will, that some of the governments statewide or citywide would put up websites where you can go to and report your neighbor and that kind of thing. So I know that it's there and I know that it's been a thing, but I think it's being, like, I don't know what the right word is, being encouraged more than it ever
has. It's worse than certainly. It's worse than it's ever been. So we're going to tell you more about what's happening in the Toronto area with a gentleman who has now been arrested. So first they shut his business down.
Damn.
Then they locked the doors. They changed the locks. So sort of like what happened in New Jersey where they changed the locks on the gym owners at Tillich Gym.
They modified his property.
Well, they're saying it's not his property. That it's their property. They're just allowing him to be there because they're the government. See, you can only exist in business with their permission.
Right. But still, like, I'm...
But is he the guy who paid for the property? Yeah. Is he the guy who, you know, put those doors in? Is he the guy who pays the rent? Or I don't know if he owns the building or if he pays the rent. But either way, is he the guy who runs the place? Yeah. But if they decide that you don't run this business anymore, then they'll just remove you from the premises. They will change the locks on the doors. And then if you do what he did, which is come back... and try to reopen your business, then they arrest you. And that's what happened. That's the rest of the story. We'll actually play some video from a Toronto news channel about this coming up here in a moment. But we're going to go back to your phone calls. Oh, and there's a GoFundMe, which for whatever reason hasn't been taken down by GoFundMe yet. And he's now at over $255,000 in donations.
Nice.
So there's a bright side to this story, but it's been pretty ugly so far from the government side. Let's go first to the phones. And Larry in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Captain Kickass.
Well, you know, I told you when they had the mask out first that they were going to use that as to make it incumbent on the citizen to make COVID numbers go down. But what they're really trying to do now is to get us into a situation they already have us there where you have half of the people that are on disability or pensions or some other government assistance, and you have the government officials. That tips the scales. They're also on the government dole. So what they do is, I was listening to a program nowadays, you know, a lot of black people who came through the civil rights era had good jobs at the auto factories and so forth are receiving their pensions. They've encouraged a lot of black people to get on Social Security disability now too. So they have a call-in program, and the gist of the program is the people that are getting these funds and getting retirement checks are calling and saying, I don't care if they close it down, as long as they don't mess with my money. So that's selfish. They don't care if a person that's got three kids and is struggling trying to make it has to live in a car, right? They don't care about that.
Well, and there's another category there, too, Larry, that sometimes gets missed when people think about this, and that is that there is a whole bunch of different types of industries that have businesses whose sole customer is the government. These are otherwise private businesses.
Mm-hmm. Road contractors.
Yeah, all this kind of a thing, whose sole or
Bridge
at least
builders.
Largest customer, their cash cow, if you will, and that's how they refer to these, when they get the big government contract for whatever work it is they do, they go, I am set, right? Because now they're on the gravy train.
Right.
And this rarely gets counted when you look at the amount of people who are dependent on the government dole, because you have to consider these businesses, too, are dependent
corporate
on that government
welfare.
Dole. Yes.
Corporate welfare, Horace.
Well, that actually silences them, too, but it's something. They're thinking about something, and I'm going to make a prediction, and I'll call you back when it comes true. But after this vacation deal, they're going to punish us because our governor's already talking about it, making the people to come back at the airport quarantine for 14 days. And if you don't have a place to do it, we're going to put you in a quarantine camp for 14 days. He and his wife have already had the quarantine because it's suspected they came in contact with somebody with COVID. And he's going to say, well, me and my wife had the quarantine. Our marriage is quarantined now, and they're going to talk to you as if you can afford to quarantine. So what's going to happen is they're just pushing us to the limit to they have some kind of insurrection or whatever is going to go on, and there's going to be a confrontation. But, you know, more and more I begin to see, guys, how they got the Jewish people to go into the gas chambers without a shot, firing one bullet. I mean, they march right into the gas chambers. They knew where they were going, but they make it so miserable. And there's an old adage that I thought of.
Well, I don't know if they knew where they were going first. So from what I understand, and I'm by no means a historian, this is just what I've heard over the years, is that first they had them report to the cities. So they concentrated them before they concentrated them in the camps, right? So they had to, they all voluntarily came in. I mean, maybe there were a few stragglers, but for the most part, these people saw themselves as law-abiding people. And so, well, the law says we've got to go report into the cities. We'll stand in lines and they'll check our names off this list. And then what we'll do next, we don't know. We'll just wait till the government tells us. And then they had them go to the camps and then they put them to death. And so, you know, it was step one, two, three along the path towards killings. They didn't know that they were going to their doom. But obedience, that's what obedience leads to. It leads to the doom of freedom.
It sure does. But it was a public health prosecution. The Holocaust was all about that. And the Kristallnacht, where they burnt the building, burnt the businesses and so forth, that is what they're doing right now, destroying people's livelihood. And it's just like the same pattern. And then they put it on billboards now, making it a morality deal. If you don't wear your mask, you're murdering your neighbor and his kids. So most people are buying into it because when you turn on the news, I don't care what people say, these women that are bringing the news, they're just like death sirens. Every time you look at them and the way they look like porn actors, but and especially the colored ones. But I tell you, there's something diabolical going on, guys.
It is diabolical. Larry, thank you for your call and the concern tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
So, speaking of the pretty girls on the news, the young woman here at, what is this, Ontario City News Toronto at the Etobicoke restaurant. For the third straight day, they say there was chaos as the lockdown-defying owner of Adamson Barbecue is arrested. Tina Yazdani has the details. So they got this young woman. She's probably no older than 26 or 27 years old, reporting on the scene from the barbecue joint. And we will tell you what she has to say here. She'll do a recap, and they'll have video of the owner of this barbecue place being arrested for daring to go in and open up his restaurant after the government gang changed the locks on his door.
Sad.
855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The toll-free number... It's 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is teamed up with Liberty.menu to be a place for the freedom community to go and list their wares, their business, the things that they do, whether it be a brick-and-mortar business, an online business, or maybe not a business at all. Maybe it's an event that you work with, or perhaps a digital content of which you are the creator. It's great for events, too, because the governor's protest that we're going to go to tomorrow, the second one, they've both been taken down by Facebook. Both of the Facebook events that people have made for it were targeted by Facebook and taken down. But the Liberty.menu event has not been taken down.
Right.
That's because it's run by a libertarian, so it can't be taken down. Liberty. At least not by Facebook. Liberty.menu is where you can go. You can list the things that you do there. It's only for individuals who reject the initiation of force, though. So if you're not a liberty-minded person, just go ahead and stay away from the site. You're not wanted there. But if you do care about freedom, then you do belong at liberty.menu.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did Facebook take down the Occupy events that were put up and distributed
down
there?
I doubt it.
Seems a bit of a...
Things that make you go...
Seems a bit of a double standard.
Yes. So we go to your calls and thoughts. Check out liberty.menu as we go to Bill, listening in New Mexico, in Alamogordo. Go ahead, Bill. Bill?
Yeah, was just listening to your show and just came to mind... about a year or two back, they were talking about all these Walmarts that were shutting down mysteriously. And then, of course, people saying that, you know, being labeled as conspiracy theorists about possibility of concentration camps or holding camps or internment camps or whatever you want to call them.
I vaguely recall that, yeah.
And I'm just wondering now, it doesn't seem that far off base, you know.
Well, what they actually did do, as what I understand it, is that some of the former Walmarts, not current operating Walmarts, but the same storefronts that had housed Walmarts in the past, had been taken over by the federal government and turned into internment camps for immigrants. So that actually has come true.
Right, right. Yeah, we had one here that was a former Walmart that they moved out of, and we never had anybody move in, but there was constantly work being done in it, and nobody ever seemed to know what was going on in there.
Well, now you're calling from New Mexico. I think it was yesterday or the day before we reported that several, I think as many as a dozen New Mexico big box stores, grocery stores, and Walmarts included, have been shut down in the state. Is any of that near you there?
Alamogordo is a rather large city, or at least so I'm told.
No, we're down south. That's up north where all the communists are.
Okay, you can still buy groceries. That's good.
Oh, that's right. Alamogordo is a bit south, right? You're right near, the Ruidoso Mountains?
Right. We're 50 miles away from Ruidoso.
The White Sands Missile Range, if memory serves, is right there.
Yep, that's where I work. So, yeah, we're not there by, up there up north is where all MLG and her horde is. So,
any other thoughts you want to share tonight, Bill?
No, that was just my observation there.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number open at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Robert. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. Robert, you're listening to WTMA. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say that I taught in Germany at a gymnasium called Gymnasium Himmelstor in Hildesheim. And in the 11th grade, they read a book called Fahrenheit 451. And in Fahrenheit 451, instead of the firemen coming over to put out fires, they came over to start fires, mostly to start fires of books and things like that.
That's right. So
the children, they learned, you know, how to read a piece of material, in other words, as a script of some kind, and to read between the lines and saying, to see what was really meant, to see how they were being manipulated slowly but surely. Because actually, when the Nazis first got started, it was a slow process. They have indoctrination of the whole society. It didn't go immediately, because people have to.
Well, yeah, you can't go from freedom to tyranny overnight. It's a process. It's a process of indoctrination, of getting people used to being told what to do.
A million paper cuts.
Yeah, not questioning the government goons and just, you know, blindly following their lead. It has been a multi-generational approach, and it's been wildly successful by all evidence. I mean, look at what people are willing to do.
Yes, same thing in Germany. Because when the boys, the young men went to Russia and Moscow, when they finally got there, the few that actually did get there, there were boys that would get the newspaper, the newspapers for young men, and they would read the newspapers, you know, really, and they would read it with big eyes, you know, what's happening back in Germany, and the Russian babushkas, they would look at the boys and they would see how they're taking up all this material and believing everything, and the old Russian woman said to another Russian woman, and look at how they believe all that, because the Russians were used to not believing anything. Since 1917, when the communists mm-hmm. took over there, they had to learn, you know, how to read between the lines as well. Like when the Soviet Union put something in a newspaper, they would pick a little village out of Siberia someplace and write a glowing report about something happening in the village that was really great. But what they were really doing is they were really covering up for something that wasn't great at all. And the Russians would always know that. They knew that there was something going on that wasn't particularly good, which is why.
Well, yeah, if people have been, you know, used to being lied to by the state, then they will get a little bit more suspicious. But unfortunately, the number of times that the state has been caught in malfeasance and dishonesty and straight-up murder doesn't seem to have dissuaded most Americans from believing everything they're told by them. Thank you, Robert, for the call.
And if you take any business... any, you know, not government business that, you know, is in business for, you know, the motive of profit, right, mm-hmm. to establish something to employ people and make a profit themselves, and they have that kind of a track record, oh my gosh, they'd be out of business in a second.
Sure.
There's no business that can survive as long as the state has, with as much, you know, greed, malfeasance, horrifying death,
absolutely.
You know, destruction, murder, all that kind of stuff. It would not be in business for more than 10 minutes.
Sometimes a business owner who makes an honest mistake goes out of business,
yes.
because some people are just that unforgiving. But, you know, Americans are so docile. And you know, considering the revolutionary past that America has had, and it really has coasted on the freedoms that were attained by that revolution in the past for quite a long time, and the people of America have literally gotten fat and happy, and they've got their bread in their circuses to keep them quite distracted, and they seem to be completely content with just being told what to do, wear a mask, don't go outside.
Well, it's to a point that they're asking for it, which is what the scary part
Tell
is.
Tell us what to do.
Yes. Oh, we don't know what to do. What should we do, Mr. Government?
The quote that I wanted to bring up earlier, I'd forgotten to share it, but it's worth bringing up, and that is Henry David Thoreau, who was in a jailhouse when he was asked a question about why he is there, and he said that in an unjust society, the only place for a just man is prison. Now, that's not a positive quote. It's not a quote that I read to uplift anyone. It's just the truth. You know, if you think that we're going to get through this by being obedient,
disobey now.
You are mistaken. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Unfortunately, Americans are just too complacent, and I don't know what.
How can we disobey when we're locked down?
I don't know what it's going to take for them to wake up and actually start to disobey. Like we're seeing in other parts of the world. He mentioned Germany. There's been some major anti-lockdown protests there. There's even one in the UK. That happened this weekend. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Pixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl, just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As Congress returns to Washington next week, many members of both parties say that their top priority should be passing another round of coronavirus stimulus. But the current round of negotiations has so far been fruitless. Congressman James Comer says this bill should be targeted to do the most good. The Kentucky Republican told Fox News that he would like to see specific help for the restaurant industry in the next relief package.
We passed that CARES Act, and it made a difference. And the PPP loan program was probably one of the most successful emergency loan programs in the history of America. Moving forward to the second stimulus bill, we need to have targeted stimulus. The restaurant industry, I think that's the one industry that there's bipartisan agreement that there is a desperate need for assistance.
Lawmakers will also have to pass some form of a spending bill by December 11th to fund the government in order to avert another shutdown. This is USA Radio News. The UK will start cracking down on big tech by the end of the year. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantage consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Online Black Friday sales hit a new high as the pandemic kept many away from physical stores on the day after Thanksgiving. According to Adobe Analytics, shoppers spent about $9 billion online on Black Friday, breaking the previous record of $7.4 billion set in 2019. Retailers have reported that foot traffic on the day known as the busiest shopping day of the year was down by more than half on Friday. The company estimates another $10 to $12 billion could be spent on Cyber Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And the captain.
Also inviting you to Bitcoin.com. It's time, if you haven't taken the time, you can only, you know, you're going to have to spend a whole lot of time, maybe 10 minutes. Get on over to Bitcoin.com, go to the Get Started section, and learn the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash at Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to go and do that. Also a great place to get the latest news headlines because they've got an amazing news site over at news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin's had a wild ride this year in 2020.
No, it's been fun so far.
It really has with over 100% gain in the last year, basically.
Yeah.
It's over $17,600 right now for one Bitcoin.
I was hoping it would get below 9,000 just
again
a few months ago, before I bought back in. And, well, I think that ship has sailed. I don't think we're ever going to see that again.
I don't know.
It's possible.
I mean, I hope you're right, but if you're wrong, I want to buy more if it ever dips below 10.
It's possible, you know, but what did it come back down to now? 17 or something? Yeah, so maybe it comes down to 15 or something. I don't think we're going to see $9,000 Bitcoin again or up sub 10.
I hope you're right about that. Go to Bitcoin.com, learn more about Bitcoin, and get the latest news headlines at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And I still have this video of the heroic owner of a barbecue restaurant in Etobicoke, Canada, in the Ontario province, reopening or attempting to reopen what he thought was his restaurant after the government gang closed the doors and locked them, changing the locks on the doors. He broke back in and was subsequently arrested for his efforts just to try to serve his customers who wanted to eat there voluntarily. Let's go first, though, to Maggie. She's calling us from Pennsylvania, listening to WEEO-FM. Go ahead, Maggie.
Hi. You were talking a while ago about wearing masks and not wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do have a virus that's raging.
Is it raging?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Places. Would you come to Pennsylvania? I don't know. Our government's out of control here.
Well, I don't want to go anywhere where there's an out-of-control government. It's bad enough here in New Hampshire where there's a bunch of thugs around threatening local business owners. But, you know, when you say the virus is raging, now that is a term that I've heard on mainstream media, but I do not see it in real life. How many people do you know who are sick?
I don't really.
Then how can you call it raging?
Where I volunteer, there was four.
Uh-huh. Where do you volunteer?
But they didn't get it from where I worked. They got it because they all went to the same church.
Where do you volunteer?
Would you like to know?
I mean, you don't have to tell me, but I did ask you.
Yeah, okay, I could tell you. I volunteered for the Franklin County Republican Party, helped run the GOP office.
Okay, so a few Republicans, you say, had the COVID.
Yeah, a lot of people were coming in. We never got sick. Nobody got sick that came in. Mm-hmm. We worked there. Nobody got sick.
But you said you knew four people who came down with it?
Yeah, but they did work there, but they quarantined themselves because they went to a church and they got it out of church. And
okay.
They closed the church down because people were getting so sick. But we never
did any of them die?
No. Okay. They got well.
Yeah.
They got well.
I'm not going to call that raging.
Well, and I also don't know how to...
I guess I shouldn't have used that word.
I wouldn't,
word.
Yeah. That's mainstream media hype.
I don't think viruses have a demeanor.
See, one thing I wanted to ask you that if you knew about the mask. I saw one time where children and adults are getting infantago sores around their mouth and staph infections in their nose.
Yep, I've seen the people developing the acne.
Yeah,
I know a girl who gets really bad acne.
They closed it down real quick, didn't they?
They closed what down? I'm sorry.
The news people, I say, you see that one time on the news, and then the news people hurry up and close it down. They don't want people to know that.
Oh, you mean like a report about people getting complications from masks?
We're showing pictures of children with encrusted infantago around their mouth. Staph infections up their nose.
See, it's not news because it's happening all the time to people, right? Like, these aren't uncommon conditions for people that wear a mask 8 hours a day or whatever. I mean, I can't even imagine it. The only time I've ever worn one of these things is into the bank where I cannot do anything else if I want to send a wire transfer, so I have to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't like doing it for 20 minutes. And so
what I'll do
is I'll only put it over my mouth and then I'll breathe through my nose. And they don't say anything to me about it.
I do when I go for groceries.
Well, you don't have to. What have you tried not to?
I know you don't have to. No. Go early when they first open.
Well, I'll go when there's a crowd of people and I won't wear a mask. I'm not going to do what I'm told. If they don't want me in their business, they can tell me that they don't want me in their business. And I will, you know, say I have a medical exemption. And if they still tell me that they would like me to leave, I'll turn around and I'll walk out and I'll find somebody that does want my business. Maggie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And there's a group of people in our community, within the libertarian community, who started out by wearing these masks. And then they decided at some point that they were going to stop, and they were so glad that they did. They were so glad because it is an empowering thing to just go ahead and be yourself and not wear this mask out and about.
Mm-hmm.
It does set an example for other people, because if you do wear the mask, you're contributing to the sort of the problem. You're contributing to this zeitgeist of obedience and compliance.
You are obeying.
Yeah, and that's not good. If you want people to wake up, if you want people to be encouraged to not wear these masks, you have to set the example. And that means being the only person in a grocery store or the Home Depot or wherever without a mask on. That's what it means. And that means that people are going to glare at you. It might mean somebody will say something to you.
Well, and to me, it seems that disobedience needs to grow if any of this is ever going to end. There's a whole slew of people that were saying and thinking things like, oh, well, this will all be over once the election's over. Well, the election, the selection came and went.
Oh, no, no, no. It's not official yet. Well, two more weeks.
The day of voting right, has gone. And yeah, no, it's still around. And, in fact, it's going to get worse. There's going to be more mandates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the time to disobey is now, and, well, it might even be past time, but, you know, there's no time like the present for you to start.
Let me make another recommendation. Not only are you correct, Captain, that people need to disobey, just and it's a small thing to just not wear the mask,
yeah.
Right? Like, that's not a big deal. But I guess in some places it is a deal, right? Like, because there are probably some cops that will ticket you or threaten you or whatever in some cities. In which case, I would suggest that you make a strategic retreat if you are of a libertarian mindset. If you're just pro, you know, if you're just anti-mask but also pro-government, you can stay right where you are. But if you are anti-state, if you are pro-freedom, if you believe in liberty, if you believe in the non-aggression principle and freedom, then you need to get out of wherever the hell you are and come to New Hampshire. You need to get together with other people of a like mind. It's never been more important than it is now.
Now,
it's been important the whole time, but people have been complacent because, well, life goes on and life is busy and it's easy to get distracted and, you know, we all have our responsibilities.
You put down roots and make friends and
families
all that stuff,
and business and, you know, everybody's got roots where they are, and it's hard. I get it. It's hard to pick up and leave. But at some point, you have to admit you've been bested, and that the state has won, and that it's not turning around, and that the harder you work, it doesn't make any difference because, you know, the libertarian candidates can't get more than 2%. Your friends still laugh at you when you talk about freedom. In fact, now your friends hate you if you don't want to wear a mask.
Right.
You know, are they really even your friends anymore? Some people have lost friends and lost families over all of this. So now it may be a little easier than before to pick up your life and make the move. Because if your reason for staying somewhere was, oh, my family, or oh, my friends, or oh, my career, well, that's changed for a lot of people this year.
Yep.
So is it now just pure, you know, an object at rest stays at rest, pure inaction that is stopping you?
Well, and we know a lot more people are working from home these days, so your job is remote qualified.
More likely you are remote qualified today. That's correct. So start thinking about that real hard and then start taking action towards making it a possibility and making it a something that you're planning on doing, because how else can you ever possibly expect freedom to win if we don't concentrate our efforts in one place? I mean, as much as I'd like to believe there's going to be some magical renaissance, doesn't seem to be coming around the corner. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial in the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Matrix chat, where people have very strong opinions.
Morpheus?
And they're not, you know, they're not afraid to share them, but sadly they don't call in very often. They really ought to, because they've, you know, got some interesting things to say, and they've got some good counter arguments to some of the things that we say here on the air. It's Ian and the Captain in the studio. Don't forget, you can join us online, and you can join us on that Matrix chat server. Just go to chat.lrn.fm. There are a lot of trolls in there, but if you, you know, if you don't like somebody, you can use the ignore feature. And it works pretty well.
They are entertaining.
I think they're entertaining. I really enjoy them. They give me a hard time, but I don't mind. It's kind of fun. So one of them says, Kyle in there says, move to New Hampshire where libertarians are praising the governor's restrictions and the mask mandate. LOL.
I don't know any that are doing that, but...
Well, that's because you and I aren't on social media, I don't think, very much. I've seen the... So one of our other chatters, the real Christopher... I don't know why I can't pronounce his name. The real Christopher Cantwell in our chat room has posted some social media posts from some of these New Hampshire libertarians that... They're not in favor, I don't think, per se, of the mandates, but they are in favor of masks.
I mean, I know some people that, you know, as soon as the mask came around, they were mask donors.
Yeah.
You know, they went ahead and wore it, and they probably are still wearing. I haven't seen a couple of those people that I know personally or at least have met.
You mean from around here?
Yeah. I'm thinking of a particular host or two.
Some of them started
host,
that way.
I guess.
Some of them started that way, but don't do it now.
Yeah.
So I think it also depends on their social circle. So, like, when we went to the...
I've seen that, too, and that's really actually quite heartwarming to see somebody who was like, oh, I gotta, and then they read up and they do their own research and they go, oh, dude, this is BS, man.
Right.
And they take the mask off and they're like, F this.
Yeah, that's what happened. I mean, my roommate was that way.
Yeah.
And he was, I remember in the beginning, he was like spraying down the door handles in the studio. He'd Lysol every hour.
Rolling around with the spray thing of bleach or whatever.
Because, you know, he knew I didn't care about it. And and it's like, hey, it's my house, man. I'm going to have people over. If that bugs you, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, do you remember when germaphobes used to be considered like a mental disease?
Yeah, now it's normal.
Yeah.
Let's go to Laura in Kansas. We can come back to this topic, but let's go to Laura in Kansas listening to KINA in Salina. Go ahead, Laura.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Laura.
I've been a lifelong libertarian. I grew up listening to Tony Nathan in Oregon.
Cool.
And, yeah. But just as a heads up, I just got done with a 12-hour shift taking care of COVID patients. While I'm against the government mandates, I beg people, it's wearing a mask is better than being on a vapotherm or a BiPAP machine forcing you to breathe.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, now, obviously, as a nurse, you're going to see the worst of the worst, right? So,
yeah.
I mean,
and I see these people, and then I have to go home after I've been exposed to this for 12 hours and stay away from my elderly mother who's got heart condition and diabetic, and she's high risk. And I stay away from my 82-year-old father-in-law who has nobody else to check on him every day. He still lives at home on his own, and he's only got me. I'm begging people. I don't care. I don't want the government forcing it, but just for the safety of those we love, wear the bloody mask and wash your hands.
Well, I can appreciate where you're coming from. That sounds really frustrating, but I would rather take my risks in life and actually enjoy my life. So what do you think about that?
I hope you'll make your nurses laugh. Happy nurses take better care.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I think the bit about the washing the hands, I mean, I have witnessed enough, we'll call it the general public, to know that human beings, whether or not they're wearing masks, are dirty people. Right.
Yeah.
I had an occasion to go to a place that served alcohol not too long ago, and folks were masked up, except for some of us.
Constantly touching their faces.
But I went to the bathroom, and, you know, for the men's room, they've got urinals, a couple of them next to each other, whatever. And so I go in, and I'm taking care of my business. Guy next to me, mask on while he's in there, doesn't wash his hands and leaves after he's done.
With,
you know what I mean? And he's wearing the mask now. Okay, so, like, I honestly don't think, like, if people want to make their own informed decisions about wearing a mask, they should do so. If they see some science, or if they're in a profession like you are and they want to make their own decision about wearing a mask, I'm not going to deny anybody, you know, wearing a mask. I'm not going to force people. I'm not going to go the opposite way and force people to take the mask off.
Anybody. I just wanted to ask them to.
But what if it's actually making things worse, Laura? I mean, and Ari is not here to talk about this, but she was in a bar the other night observing very similar things to you, Captain, and the people constantly touching, readjusting, readjusting, touching. And then, of course, they're touching everything else, right? Because they're not washing their hands every time they touch the mask. They're not even thinking about it when they touch the mask. It's just a constant readjusting and a constant touching of everything else. So what that results in is people touching constantly the exhalations from their body because it's sitting there in that mask. So they're touching it constantly and then touching everything else. Whereas normally you wouldn't be touching your face as often.
Right.
So therefore more, you know, spittle and that stuff is getting all over everything. So if you are truly, you know, believing that this is a problem, people getting their germs everywhere, then it's now probably 10 times or, you know, 50 times worse than it's ever been. Because people are wearing masks obediently, but they sure as hell aren't keeping their hands away from their face. So couldn't that possibly make this even worse, Laura? Wouldn't that possibly lead to more infections?
Science does say otherwise on that.
Really?
The doctors that I work around, they agree with me. The single-layer fabric masks are basically useless. It's like trying to stop a swarm of mosquitoes with a chain link fence.
Right.
The size difference between the virus and cotton weave. And,
right.
And people complain, well, I can't breathe. Well, it's actually the humidity that makes it feel stifling, but your O2 levels are actually still reading well above 90%, which is the normal for most people. Now me, I wear a filter mask. I keep it in my car. I leave it in the sun for the UV to disinfect it regularly. I just hang it from my rear view when I get home, and it stays right there and gets disinfected by the sun.
But you didn't really address my question about the idea that people are constantly now touching the mask, which has all over it the, you know, particles from their exhalation.
Normal, what's the word I want to use? Perkabilis or something like that. They really just need to learn to stop it.
Well, they're not.
And I know it's difficult.
They're not going to learn that. People are absent-minded. They're not professionals like you. They don't know how to
train to do it.
Right.
Yeah, they don't know how to think about those sorts of things. They've just been told, wear the mask when you go and do everything, and so they do, and then so therefore that's all they're doing. They don't know the rest of it, and they're never going to learn the rest of it. These people are average folks. They've got other things on their mind. They're thinking about their relationship. They're thinking about their job. They're thinking about all kinds of other things or hitting on the girl at the bar or whatever. They're thinking about everything else except for what they're doing with their hands. So I think that that is making things worse. The fact that they're, you know, they're going to be touching everything after now touching the exhalations from their mouth. That's constantly what they're doing. So all of this is just pure obedience training.
How would you suggest we reduce the numbers then?
I'm not worried about it, honestly.
So I don't think we can, Laura. And I say that because we covered this topic here on Free Talk Live about a week or so ago. The military, we called it the Extreme Marine Quarantine.
I
right?
heard that one on my way home.
Yeah, it did.
I listened to KINA on my way home.
So it did nothing to reduce the rate of transmission.
And when you say it, you mean totals, like lockdown, massive sanitizations, constantly sanitize the bathroom after every use.
Change every mask. Yeah. If somebody tested positive for COVID, they were quarantined outside of the rest of the military, right? But the rate of transmission stayed exactly the same no matter what was tried. And this is the most obedient study that has been done to date.
Yeah.
And so
pointless.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. Everybody's going to get it. You have a 99% or better rate of survival on this thing. You know, is it going to cause some consternation amongst the medical community? Perhaps.
Yeah.
But they already sent out the emergency folks to put up all the emergency medical facilities, and they took them down and they went home. They packed up and went home.
Let it run its course like every other virus that we've ever encountered, and let the chips fall where they may. And Laura, thank you. And I'm sorry that you got to deal with that stuff, but, you know, jobs are hard sometimes.
Thanks for the call, Laura.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. Feel free to fill us in on, you know, any other thoughts you have in the future. It's always nice to hear from professionals. So, thanks. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. We've got a full hour to go. Share your thoughts with us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.